Thanks for the privilege of allowing me to serve with Cynthia and with Harriet. You know, every day we're fighting for the people of Wyoming. And we have a very good working relationship with the governor, Mark Gordon. You know, his campaign slogan was tough and tested and trusted. We have a great working relationship, and are trying to help him. He tries to help us, and we communicate frequently because we know our job. The job for all of us is to protect and promote Wyoming. Our jobs, our economy, the environment, the people that live here, our special places, and our values. And that's what we try to do each and every day. So I'm just so very, very grateful. I think things are heading in the right direction. We try to solve problems for Wyoming people. If you have my phone number, text me, email me. If you're going to come to Washington, we want to see you. I mean, Stefan, you were there. You got a chance to see the WHIP's office. If you haven't had a chance, we need to get you to Washington. The county commissioner's got me this great WHIP now that I'm in the WHIP's office, and it's a historic office. We'd love for you to see it. The best thing for me is, and you saw it, is in the ceiling, we have for all time and eternity now the seal of the great state of Wyoming, in the seal of the Capitol building in the WHIP's office. And it's staying. It's not going anywhere. You know, legislatively, we've been fighting to make sure that we had things done in the right way. We try to bring people from Wyoming to Washington to testify. Did that yesterday. Ty Checketts of New Castle was there to testify about grazing. We had somebody from the county commissioners to talk about issues of the federal government overreaching in Wyoming. We have the issues of energy that continue to, as we're trying to expand Wyoming energy use, all focused on our economy. The thing that's interesting is we also want to get people from Washington to Wyoming. So we had the VA secretary here a couple of weeks ago. Lynn, you were there for the discussions, and Stefan, you were invited, couldn't make it that day. People from the House, people from all around the state. Well, we also had the head of the EPA here, the head of the Secretary of Labor, the Secretary of Energy, the Secretary of Interior, all here to see how we do it in Wyoming, and we do it the right way. This is all in our effort to get the country back on track. And I think the president has focused on energy, and he understands we're the Saudi Arabia of coal. And just Wednesday, we were with the president at the White House. Harriet and I were there as he signed another executive order protecting and promoting coal. And during this cold spell that they had in the East, you know, people turned to coal. That's who they got their energy from. The windmills weren't working. The solar panels weren't doing a thing. It was coal that kept thousands and thousands of people alive. And we're committed to all Wyoming's energy. And the president is committed to making us energy dominant. We're very successful there. So we've had a year since last year when the legislature met, new year with the Republicans in charge of the House, the Senate, and the White House. The border is now closed at the southern border to illegal immigrants. I was there a couple of weeks ago with a number of senators. That is completely solved from that standpoint. We're now energy secure as a nation, and we've been able to keep taxes low in what was passed is what the president continues to refer to as the one big beautiful bill. We refer to it as the Working Families Tax Cuts Act. But Jim Anderson and I were talking about this. We have coffee every Tuesday when I'm home and he's there, a group of us, and Bill Landon is there. If you happen to be Tuesday at 8 o'clock in Casper, stop by the Blue Ridge Coffee House. You can learn a lot from these guys. And so Cynthia, and we were talking about all the things that are in this bill for Wyoming. So Cynthia Lummis, who is the chair of the Western Caucus, came out with two pages on Western benefits of the One Big Beautiful Bill. Tax relief for family operations. The death tax was permanently changed, raising it to $30 million for a couple. So if you're a farmer, rancher, small business owner, this allows you to keep your business in the family. Agriculture support, all of the things for livestock. Energy and natural resources, mandating that they have the lease sales and of areas that people would actually want to explore for energy. All of these things are benefiting specifically us here in the West in land management and conservation, and we do it better than anybody else. The thing that I'm really happy about that went into that bill has been this issue that you may have heard about, the Rural Healthcare Transformation Fund. And it's $50 billion. And you say, well, that's a lot of money. And some people wanted that money to go into Medicaid for states that didn't expand Medicaid and that are rural and really have rural needs. This was the way to do it. And you have John Thune as the leader of the Senate, South Dakota, me from Wyoming, and Mike Crapo from Idaho, who's chairman of the Finance Committee. So we have a lot to say with what goes into this legislation. So you get this $50 billion of rural for rural health care. And he said, well, if you just divide it out per capita, then how much are we going to get in Wyoming or South Dakota or Idaho? Not that much. So he said, okay, split it in half. $25 billion gets equally divided among the states, which means Wyoming gets $500 million over 5 years. And then the other $25 billion, people can apply, and Wyoming people can apply for grants for that as well. And I know Charlie's very actively interested in all of that, as our local hospitals, and talking today with the municipalities and with the county commissioners, they're all very, very focused on that. But that's why it's important to have our communities and rural America represented so forcefully in the United States Senate. And it's great to have partners like Harriet and who is running for the Senate and who Cynthia and I have endorsed, and have Cynthia right now working with me. So those are the things that are going on in Washington. I don't want to go through the whole laundry list of this. If you get to Washington, I'd love to show you around. The joy of being the whip is not just the county commissioner's whip that I have, and the fact that I've been able to decorate the whip's office with posters from different rodeos and all sorts of things. It's, I know we have the FFA kids up there. It's to be able to get them to be interns and have an opportunity to be in the office. And they're the best, always looking to hire FFA kids. You get to know some of these people, and you know that we are, our future are going to be in capable hands. But one of the joys for me of being in this position is that in the mornings when we open the Senate, like you do here, after the prayer and the pledge, the majority leader gets the microphone first, and that's John Thune. And then the minority leader gets the microphone, and that, of course, is Chuck Schumer. And then the majority whip gets to go after Chuck Schumer. And that means I get to go after Chuck Schumer. And yesterday, you know, after he went on and on, it reminded me, and I started talking about a book that Mike Enzi used to talk about when he was here in the Senate, and it's called The Hidden America, From Coal Miners to Cowboys, The Forgotten Americans Who Make Our Country Work, the people who put keep the lights on, the people who put food on the table. Those are the people that we are all blessed to represent. And we can just never forget that here in the state Senate, the county levels, at the city levels, at the state house, or our delegation to the United States Senate. And I consider us blessed to be able to do it. So God bless you, and God bless Wyoming. God bless these United States.